presentation and suggestion based on your expert opinion, because they are not like size communities. Again, you used a ratio, I think it was 2,000 to 13,000 residents. I understand that these are communities that are surrounding us, but would that not skew the basic number?
Yeah, great question. So a couple thoughts. We always come up first with the methodology based on communities that have a similar ability to pay. So those are going to be ones that are similar population, similar budget, similar property tax revenue, and things like that. But I think the second component to any compensation study is also looking at who are your competitors in the marketplace, and you know, who are driving those decisions in terms of employee retention. Are you losing employees to some of these communities? And looking at who your competitors are in the marketplace. So it is not uncommon, and it's actually pretty frequent when we work with clients, that they have a list that they've used in the past that they want to include because they've used them, and also because they are competitors in the marketplace, so to add them in. I did briefly look at, you know, what the impact would be and if those are skewing it. And overall, there's some adjustment, but it's not, and I just did a brief look at it so I could dive into that more, but it wasn't super significant if we were to pull those out. And I would recommend leaving them in just due to the fact that a lot of them are close in proximity.
Okay, so since you made that comment, could your company not supply us with your recommendations away from the additional recommendations that Ponce Inlet offered? Because I think, in my opinion, there's two things here, and I totally understand our competitors, but we'll never be able to compete against Volusia County. We'll never be able to compete, in my opinion, against New Smyrna and some of these other ones, or Brevard County, which really surprised me that Brevard County was even in there. But or Flagler County, some of the bigger counties, again, having 3,500 residents in Ponce Inlet, and our tax base is based upon our residents and our millage rate and ad valorem coming majority from our residents, it's hard for us to compete against a Volusia County. And I made the example to Mike Disher yesterday when him and I were having a conversation. We thank the world of Michael, but, you know, if he came in and said, hey, you know, I'm going to go interview for George Reckenwalter's position as the manager for Volusia County, we'd say, Michael, we love you, see you, bye, because we couldn't afford it. So I guess that's what I'm trying to get to with this, is if your company could supply us with that, and it's not going to make the employees feel any better, but if we can get that report and see where we are versus like towns based upon where we currently are and based upon our millage rate and our citizens, I think that would help a long way. And I have one last question. I've asked the question to the town yesterday, to Michael, but we do a employee review every year. And Michael, I can't remember the term that you used, but it was not what I was used to in my past business life. But, you know, in my opinion, we should be doing a merit-based employee review every year. And Michael, we said that we're doing an employee review, but what was the terminology?
Yeah, it's an evaluation.
Just an evaluation. But to me, in order for us to take this next step, we should consider doing a merit-based employee review, because, again, the example I used was, okay, you know, Skip is working and he gets here at 8 o'clock and he stands by the clock at 5 to 5 and he clocks out and he goes home. He does a good job. But then Michael gets here and he works all day long. He works extra. I believe in compensating employees based upon their performance. Not to say Skip is a bad employee. He gets the job done. But why should Skip get a 3% flat fee increase just like Michael did? It's unfair to Michael. So I think what I'm trying to get to is a performance-based employee review yearly is very important. Would you agree or disagree?
Yeah, great questions. I'm going to go to your first one first regarding the comparables. So I think that's probably definitely something we could run without those. The one thing I'll note on that, and I totally understand where you're coming from, But like an administrative assistant in Ponce Inlet is going to be comparable to one in another community, even if they're right next door and they might have a bigger tax base. So you're still going to compete with them. And I think that's important to keep in mind. But that's definitely something we can do. Regarding merit pay, that's something we always recommend as an option, but it's not always easy for every community to implement in the public sector. And we've seen a lot of communities struggle to implement performance-based pay effectively, or successfully, I should say. So oftentimes when that's recommended, sometimes it starts with those department head or executive level positions, and that's where it's implemented at. And then eventually maybe it can go with other staff as well. But the biggest thing is supervisor training, and a lot of work has to go into that to make sure that it's a successful merit-based program. Because, and going from working in the public sector for many years and now private sector, I can see how, you know, it's very different based on what we see in the public sector than the private sector. But we do recommend a merit component eventually if you can get there.
Okay. And I'd like to follow back up on the statement you made about an admin assistant. Again, I think the point that we are hearing from our residents is that we cannot compete with Volusia County. Financially, we cannot compete with some of these municipalities that are on this on your presentation. So it's hard for me to accept this piece of it without the documentation of where we really are. And I say really are, we really are as a town. I think we might be surprised and hopefully see that we're paying our employees well, not where they want to be. I never made as much money as I ever wanted to make before I retired. But the point being, I don't think that without this data, we can share with our employees, hey, we have been treating you fairly, and we're going to try to do more. But if you want to go to Volusia County, Michael did one time, and he left and came back. And I asked him, I said, Michael, I said, you know, we're happy to have you back. How was it? He said, different. That was the only words I got, and I remembered that, Michael. So anyway, that's me. Thank you.
Is that it? Yes. Okay, Bill?
Just a couple of questions. Why do you call it longevity instead of retention?
Good question. I don't know. That's a great question. See, so
I have a problem with the word. Never mind the years that someone's there. If I'm going to give them something like that, I want to give them something to retain them, to stay with me. I went through Appendix C of your report. There were sections in the report where we were many sections in the report where we were the lowest paying community of the 29 you sent out and 22 responses. We were the lowest paying. Every single person was paying more than that. I mean, my thing is, I think more than anything else, is on a job description. When we have the job description, we hire someone, and we hire that person at a level that is compensatory or consistent with the people surrounding. People leave here to go to Port Orange because it's closer. They don't have to go over the bridge. We've been dealing with that since I've been in Ponce Inlet. And my concern is we train them, they get the job here, and they can go right across the bridge and get $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 more. We did a study years ago. We froze salaries for a number of years, and then I look at this Appendix C, and I see out of 14 people, we're below 11 of them. Out of 11 people on senior planner, we're below 12 of the 11 in average salary. That's my concern. My concern is retention and merit pay. I had to deal with that in the county that I worked in. It was the most subjective, horrible thing that ever happened. They dumped it after 2 years. But that's just what I've dealt with. So I'd rather see them be paid correctly, and then I would also like to see not a longevity, because 1 to 2 years, that third year, they get that longevity stipend, and they're going to be gone and get a higher pay. Until you adjust the payroll schedule consistent to the other municipalities that are going to steal our employees, which they do on a regular basis. I mean, Mike left us. Did you not leave us for Port Orange?
That was Volusia County.
Wherever it was?
It was Volusia County.
And he came back because he realized we're a good place. But he got a promotion in that process. And that's the thing. We've got to look at what we've been doing for years, correct that before we go into giving merit pay, before we go into giving longevity. I want to retain them. I don't want to lose my employees. And I'd had 150-some-odd employees. If I lost 8 in a year, I was mad. So you can see where I'm coming from. That was important to me. You have to take care of the employee on a daily basis. That's why I talk about safety. And that's what I'm talking about here. In 5 years, we've lost 59 employees. I have a feeling the bulk of them are coming from the public works and the lower-paying jobs in our community. But when you look at our salary schedule, we are dead last in the entire 29 or 22 people that responded. So it's just a feeling that I have concerning the report. I love the report. When I went through Appendix C, I wanted to cry. But I'm looking at retention. I know Skip's in favor of merit pay. I had to live through it. And 1 year, I was the first time the school had ever gotten an A rating by the state of Florida. That same day I was notified, my school was the employer-employee partnership with businesses in the entire state of Florida. We won it. And I got an evaluation that said met expectations. Okay? So you can see where I'm coming from. But thank you very much. I think the report was great, and I really enjoyed parts of it. I love the part where you gave the three different options. I think I've got it flagged.
Yeah, the defined increment or the open range.
Exactly. I think that's something we blended, as a town we definitely need to look at. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Gary, do you have any questions?
No, not any really questions, but a couple of comments, because I thought it was very thorough, very well done. It gave us exactly what we asked for. The thing that stands out is how many positions we have that are making below those minimums that needs to be addressed first. And in the merit thing, in a close, small community like this, it's very hard to explain to a person why my friend over here got a 3% raise and I only got a 2% raise, unless you've got some big answers to those types of questions. Because a merit raise does help if it's done right, but this town, since its inception, has given all employees the same percentage raise every year. So it's something I want to talk to. I'd love to discuss it and beat it to death and find out what we can do that. But the first result of this is we've got to get the below minimum people up to the start point.
Well, okay, so right now, this is a preliminary discussion then. Is that correct, Mike?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, this is a preliminary discussion, and we'll discuss the status of this study. What I want to do, Kim, I want to thank you for the PowerPoint. And as a reminder to the council, this is a council goal that we adopted, you know, to attract and retain and energize a talented workforce. And our residents, I think I know this, they desire and they expect the town government to deliver a high level of service. And our long-term employees possess that institutional knowledge, which in many cases includes personal relationships with our residents. They're part of the community that they encounter, our public safety people are in people's homes. So I want to remind everybody as we have this discussion, regardless of, because we're not deciding anything per se today, is that as a reminder, fiscal year, we have included 3% raises for our general employees and 7.5% raises. So we have that in effect right now. And I want to say to the members of the general public who are very interested in this, is that you have the opportunity to reach out to our clerk's office and get a full copy of this study. It is available to all of you. You could have the same information with any part of our agenda packet that we have in advance of the council meetings. So with that, what I would like to do is start a discussion with the council. If there are, I mean, Skip, you made clear, I think, the additional information that you are seeking, that is a list of items that you want before we can move forward. Do you want to go over them again? Do you want to add anything to them?
Yeah, and again, just quickly, the only thing from MGT that I need, or would like to have,
yes,
rephrase that, need, would want to have, is back to the original presentation that you guys came up with based on the original 19 compatible or comparable municipalities, because that way that would give me a better starting point to understand how our town is really doing against municipalities of our size. And again, I want to emphasize, it was 2,000 residents up to 13,000 residents, and we're 35. I get it. That's as close as you can find, which I'm okay with that. But this will help me a lot, Mayor, if I can have that in front of all of us to say, okay, this is where we really, really are. And I know we're concerned about our competitors, which is our sister municipalities and the counties. But it's a good starting point, for I think, for us to move forward from.
Okay, thank you. And Joe, is there any additional information you're seeking, or maybe just plain more time to review this? It's a lot.
Yeah, the time to review it is what we need, but I think one of the things that we have to seriously consider is limiting the look at this to the surrounding municipalities that are our direct competitors, if you will. So we understand what the salary structures are and what the reasoning is for folks to use Ponsonby as a training ground and then leaving to go elsewhere because of the salary.
So you would have an interest, it sounds as though, in limiting, well, having another limited study on just the surrounding municipalities?
That would be correct.
And when you say surrounding municipalities, are you essentially speaking about the ones in Volusia County?
Correct.
Including Volusia County. I mean, we have that, but...
I would consider the southeast municipalities in Volusia County.
Okay, the southeast ones, which, could you name them so that they would know?
You look at New Smyrna, the Shores, South Daytona, Port Orange, Daytona,
Edgewater.
You've got to consider the surrounding area where our people have been leaving over the years to go to. We want to understand.
So you're essentially talking about the 16 municipalities in Volusia County. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bill.
Appendix C basically gives us that. We go and look at Appendix C,
And
you'll see that they give Bernal, they give Edgewater, they give Daytona Beach. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at Office Manager Police Department, and we top out at 60,593. We are only one municipality listed in that report is below us.
Yeah.
All the other 11 municipalities give more. And the kicker is Edgewater is at 63. We're at 60. And one of them, Daytona Beach Series at 87. And Holly Hill's only about 6,000, 7,000 people more than us. We always think it's a big city. It's not. I think they have less than 10,000, 11,000 people. And something like that. Okay, right, and they're given 74. Hmm. So we have to be comparable. I agree 100% with Skip on this and you, but we have to make sure that before we do anything, we go back and look at that salary schedule. And are we losing people to other municipalities because our salary is so low and they have so far much further to get here?
Yes. And, Mayor, to make it simple, I really think that, because, again, I studied this like everybody else a lot, but when we have Brevard County in here, we have Volusia County, we have Flagler County Sheriff's Office. That's the ones that I think we're talking about. But if we could just get that original 19 and look at it, The other data is in here. We can do a comparison ourselves.
Okay. So what is being asked of Rachel, is that something that can easily be done? Because what Skip is asking for is the original group. And I know within the document itself, we have many of the local municipalities. Is this something that we could be easily provided?
Yeah, that's no problem. I can get that to you.
That's great. Okay, because then we'll be able to look at that. Does anyone else seek additional information from Rachel, the company? No. Okay, well, that's very good. And then in terms of the discussion in general, I don't know if it's premature or not. We could discuss that about if we want to talk about merit versus and longevity, things of that nature, or would you like to have the information back before we go further? Because it'll give everyone, it'll give the public an opportunity to review, and it'll give our staff an opportunity to review. Yeah. It seems as though people need an opportunity to review.
Again, Mayor, I'm sorry to jump in, but I've really been all over this like you guys for several days. But in my opinion, if we can get that, take a deep breath, let us as council members set up meetings with the staff, mm-hmm. brainstorm, and Michael, in the 45-minute conversation we had yesterday on the phone, we brainstorm about a lot of things really quick. And my ideas, of course, not the council's, but we brainstorm a lot, and I think that would help us more. We're all agreeing there's something we need to do. We're all agreeing that we need to take care of our employees because they're valuable to us. But I want to make sure that we treat them, every employee, fairly, and I want to make sure that we cover the bases. We set up something that will, nothing's ever for a lifetime, but that we can, as this council moves forward, another council comes in, they don't miss a beat. Our employees do not miss a beat. It's consistent, and we need to take some time to think through it because it's a lot of money, it's a lot of time, but they're very valuable employees, and our residents, I want our residents to understand what we're doing.
Well, what we may want to consider doing is, and Mike, we can talk about this as a special, or a workshop, maybe, I mean, I don't know, a workshop when the information comes in, because we're not looking for this to linger, is this needs to be done. The longer we wait, the more concern we have with turnover. And one aspect that I am prepared to support, and I know, Bill, that you're really not, is the longevity pay. Because there's an abundance of credible evidence that seems to support this, and we want to reduce turnover. So it's something we'll talk about, I guess, the longevity pay, but I'm comfortable with that, and I am not comfortable with merit-based pay because I do think that it is just subject to, I don't know, it just depends upon who's doing the evaluation at any given time.
Let me explain something real quick.
Yes.
Longevity to me is retention. To me, they're synonymous.
Yes.
They're just different words. You're basically saying that you think they're two different things. They're not two different things. We're trying to keep a person here by giving them something extra.
Yes.
That's what retention does.
Yes.
It's just the verbiage.
Okay.
No, I'm for it.
Oh, okay, then I'm for retention pay too then. Verbiage. I'm for retention / longevity. Okay, the other thing, though, that we have to recognize and make a statement one way or the other, is that we are ready to enter into a new budget. So any portion of this, are we looking to acknowledge this for this year's budget? Because this will get resolved maybe, I don't know, a couple of months. I'm not looking to push. But if we're going to decide on longevity pay and we also come up with an agreement on salaries, is this something that we want to look into this next year's budget?
In my opinion, no. I think that the 26-27 will be our target. I think we can budget soundly enough to totally understand where we are. I know that Mike's presentation to us in his memo stated that we could move some things over into, again, the land acquisition fund, which I disagree with. And I think that it will give us time to do the study thoroughly, to take care of our employees, where our residents understand when budget comes around in 26-27, it's a part of it. And I just think it'd be seamless, because if we don't, we're pulling out of reserves, and we've all continued to say that we want to build our reserves. Thank you.
I would do a two-piece meal. I agree with most of that for the merit or the longevity or whatever you want to call that. But I think for the people that are below the minimums, we address that now and get that done to at least start and find that money somewhere in this year's or the...
And Gary, the challenge I have with agreeing to that, we don't know who they are. We don't know how much it is. And that was one of the conversations I had with Michael.
What we need to find out is before we make a decision,
And I'm with you, but also we can find that money in the 6.25 that we already have sort of agreed with, kind of sort of, 6.35, but no more than 6.25. But Michael's pretty good at that. And if that means instead of having two public works people, we only have one, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, Council, if I could make just a suggestion.
Please, Mike, thank you.
Doing this, waiting until the report's finalized does effectively push this into next fiscal year, and that's fine. What I would suggest is that we have an opportunity to look at the revised study after we've heard all the comments, and at that time we can decide on when and how to implement.
I'm good with that.
I agree.
Okay. Okay.
If it can be part of this year, let it be part of this year.
I'm sorry?
I said if it can be part of this year, let it be part of this year.
And
if
the
it
thing,
can't, put it next year.
What concerned me...
Say one thing,
though. Oh, sure.
And then I don't want to see the land acquisition fund touched. That was one of the possible recommendations in the package. I think it should be blacklined out immediately. But that's just me.
No, Bill, we'll be talking about where the funds come from. And what I was looking at was that assuming the classifications are correct, and that is something we're going to probably look at even more as we all study this, is that maybe there's more than 15 positions that are below. Yeah.
That's what Appendix C shows us.
Yeah.
It's not just 15 positions.
No.
It's almost every position.
So when it says raise salaries of 15 positions to the minimum, I'm not sure if that really properly encompasses everyone. But you're going to help us with this, right, Rachel? We're going to get more information, and we're going to have the benefit of a lot of our residents to provide us with feedback. The staff will be looking at this. I mean, we're trying to be as open and fair, I think, as we possibly can.
Mayor,
I know you wanted to say something, Rachel. Sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. I was just going to say absolutely. And one thing, too, so I think you're correct in assessing that a majority of your current ranges are below those 29 comparables. However, when we look at the actual salaries of employees, because employees are not all at the bottom of their range, so right now the impact is 15 employees that need to be raised to the new minimum.
Okay.
Because the other employees are already falling in the proposed range. So I think overall, though, the minimum salary ranges need to be brought up. I also do have to head out in a couple of minutes, so I just want to make sure there's no more questions for me at this time, but I'm always around, and I'm happy to get back to you on some of the items you've requested.
Oh, if you have a few moments, we probably have some questions from the... Well, you pick which one wants to go first. Go ahead.
When I always looked at... My name's Shannon White, 39 Coastal Oaks. When I always looked at turnover, I conducted exit interviews. Were exit interviews, do we have them? Michael, do we?
Yeah, we do them sometimes, Kim. And yeah.
We do them. We offer every employee one, and now we try to even schedule a time to sit down with them if they will. If they won't, we send it home with them, hoping that they will return it.
Okay. Is there a common thread or a concern?
No.
Okay. Because one of the things that we are kind of compressed, the lack of growth opportunities because of the size and scope of Ponce Inlet is a detriment. Yeah. Is that not correct?
Yes.
I mean, we only have, you know, 74 positions. We're not growing, so we're very limited in that regard. Correct?
Yeah, you're very correct that way, and I totally agree with that. That's one of my issues, that we lose people because they're ready for a promotion, which we don't have a spot for them.
Correct.
And those, we wish them well, and we're going to live with that because we can't change it.
Okay. The other factor is that most of our employees don't actually live in Ponce Inlet, and I know that you threw out some numbers and you know, as far as cost of living and so forth like that, but we also have to consider like drive time and so forth when we hire these people. Are we hiring somebody from Ormond Beach that drives, you know, 30 minutes and knowing that they're not going to stay here because of the drive and the cost associated with that? I mean, there has to be a more fine-tuned analysis of the cost associated with employee retention and hiring, especially since most of our employees do not actually live in town. You know, I mean, when people look at their, you know, their income, they factor all those factors in. And I don't understand why benefits are not included. Because
the comparable, is that a question? Can you answer that, Rachel? Why benefits, the other?
Yeah, some studies they are. This study, the scope of work just didn't include benefits within it. However, as I mentioned in the presentation, typically when we do benefits for, you know, basically every client that we do them for, which is probably about 50% of studies, benefits in public sector are very comparable, especially when you look at paid time off, health insurance percentages, different types of bonuses, stipends, allowances. There's hardly ever, in all of the studies I do, a recommendation on a change in benefit because they're very comparable from within municipalities. And it just wasn't included as part of the scope of this study when the proposal was submitted.
Thank you.
Well, all those costs are rising also, you know, yeah. Insurance, car allowances, you know, pensions, the whole nine yards continues to rise. Thank you.
Let
me ask another question. I don't believe we have any employees that live in town. Do we have any?
We have had a few recently. I'm not sure the current number, but it's very low.
It's because we did have some, but they have retired and gone to better.
There are some
places.
Retirees, yeah, that live here.
We don't. It's rare to have an employee.
I want to say maybe one
in
or two.
Town. You're very correct on that one.
I have. I'm sorry. I've added Ed Davis, please. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Thank you, Ed Davis, 4871 Sailfish Drive. I have some comments, but just a couple quick questions of Rachel since she's got limited time. With regard to the benefits, or what I call total compensation, you said generally it's generally the same across the board, generally speaking, I know, but will you give me an estimate in your experience what percentage of base salary usually becomes to total compensation? You understand what I'm saying? Like what percentage above base salary, generally speaking, is their total compensation?
So 23%. Don't hold me to that number, but that's just kind of what I've seen, I would say. But I could get more specifics
That's fine.
And yes, there's...
Okay. The other question I had is it would be helpful if you explained the non-applicable, the NAs in the survey, because I noticed a lot of these sample sizes are very small, and there are some NAs with people that did provide the data. So does the NA mean they didn't provide data for that position, or does it mean they don't have that position? Because it would be helpful, say, for other small towns our size don't have a certain position that we have. Or does that make sense? It helped to know why, because this is an example, and I'm not picking on cultural services. It was just because it's one that I could see. Cultural services, the sample size was four cities, and three of them were not ones that were comparable according to your criteria. So it's, in my mind, that's a very limited sample size. And other cities around here that I know have cultural servers, parks and rec, they have things, and it was NA. So I was just curious if that meant what that meant.
Yes, so great question. NA is going to be that they didn't provide the data for that position. So it either they didn't have a job match or they don't have that position, one or the other. And then in terms of sample size, you're right. Specifically for that one, there's what, four data points, and three is our minimum, but we'd always want way more than three. But three is definitely the minimum in terms of a sample size.
Okay. You know, I know the purpose of this is to obtain information to help council make these decisions. I assume the purpose is not to seek to justify a raise in salaries going in. And my concern, or not concern, but by just noticing here that what you were asked to do, and you were very, or your company was very important to talk about comparable communities. That selecting communities is very important for classifying. We want to, it's important to use particular criteria to evaluate other communities to ensure those chosen as comparables will be the most similar to Ponce Inlet. And apparently you did that, and you assigned value to 55 points or more, and your original 16 were 55 points or more. So those were, that was what you studied, the intent of the study. Then three more were added. Now those three did not meet the 55 or over. So one question I have is why couldn't you find other similar communities? Because proximity was only 5 points. So in my mind, to look at other communities, it would be helpful. We can go to the west coast of Florida, find other seaside communities similar to Ponce Inlet, see what they're paying. Everyone's competing with the big boys in regard to salaries. So that's nothing new for any small town in Florida. So let's see how other communities are getting by, what they're paying people similar to Ponce Inlet. But what happened is, here's what concerns me. This was supposed to be a study of comparable communities. Now, we talk about 2016. If you look at the 2016 study the town did, that study was a study of peer organizations that compete with town for employees. So that was a market survey of our area and what they're paying people. We're talking apples and oranges. This is a different study. This was supposed to be comparables. Let's look at comparable communities. But what we did is the town came in and said, we want to add these 14, which we did earlier in this market survey, and that the original objective was abandoned because that skewed everything. We're now not looking at comparable communities. We're doing a market survey, as you all said, who's competing with us for salaries. That's a different study. Let's do the study we started with our coastal communities, and if we have to expand it, but let's abide by the criteria. This criteria was apparently very important, but then it just got abandoned by throwing in these other cities. Look at the ranges of population. The original ones that were basically your range of population is 3,000 to 1,300, maybe like the first 13 towns that met the criteria was an average of 8,000 population. Well, we added on four cities with an average population of 47,000. We added three counties with an average population of 465,000. We added in sheriff's offices with average 650 employees. It just skewed it. So the study became a bastardized study that didn't conform to the original intent. So let's go back and let's look at similar communities because of their, let's see what they're doing. Maybe they have ideas, like we're able to keep our people and for these reasons. If we want to do a separate market survey, we've already got it. Joe, all the towns you mentioned are already in here. The ones you mentioned, let's see what they pay. They're already in the survey. They're just the ones the town added. So anyway, my time's up, so thanks.
Thank you, Ed. Yep, Mr. Fields?
I don't have any questions for Rachel, but I do have some questions for...
Oh, well, we'll wait one second because Rachel has to go. So, Mr. Lang, did you have questions for Rachel? Did you? Because let's just... Oh, and Liz does too. Rachel, how much time do you have for us?
I'm 10 minutes late for another presentation, actually.
I'm sorry? Yeah.
She's late.
Okay.
I can maybe take a few more really quick.
Really quick, okay. And then, yeah. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Lang.
Michael Lang, 4366 South Atlantic. I'll be quick. There was a memorandum that went out. I don't know if you're familiar with that. There's a letter from the town clerk, and it included your study in there. I guess, I don't know, it was about 20 pages. I don't think it's the whole study. But the letter says that your study proposed the creation of new pay structure with a 50% range, recommended title and pay changes for certain positions, longevity incentives, and guidelines, and then it went on. So it says that your study recommended longevity incentives, but on page 8 of the study, it says the compensation associated with longevity or other fringe benefits was not analyzed or factored into the compensation plan. That seems to be conflicting to me. What did I miss?
Yeah, so the base salaries that we've collected do not include longevity or any other fringe benefits. So the market data is based on the base salary only, and our longevity recommendation was an optional recommendation for the town to consider on top of base salary for specific employees once it's implemented.
I didn't see that as an optional. I didn't see that anywhere in what was provided by the town. I saw it in your presentation, but I didn't see it in the material I received from the town. Was there more somewhere?
I'm not sure what you have, so I'm...
It's whatever was provided by the town when they
I don't think it's in our report. The longevity recommendation or optional recommendation is not included within our report. Okay. Because, again, that's optional. Some of our clients implement that and some don't. It's optional to implement. But the phrase that you read is definitely in our report because the market data that we're analyzing did not include any longevity or fringe benefits. It's just base salary to collect data from the market.
In the interest of time, the compensation plan development section mentions 6 times an annual satisfactory performance evaluation. So I'm assuming that you are recommending that the town initiate an annual performance recommendation.
So a performance appraisal process or is performance an annual performance evaluation, if it's tied to pay or not, is up to the town, but we do always recommend an annual performance evaluation, which it sounds like the town already does. But whether or not that's tied to pay or not is definitely individual, up to each community based on the needs of the community.
Okay. And you looked at base pay only, correct?
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lang. Liz? And then I don't see any other hands. Liz will be fast. Oh, wait, I see lots more hands, but we know you have to go. Go ahead, Liz.
Hey, Ed and Michael, thank you so much. They just took up 10 minutes of what I had to talk about, so absolutely, let's get on that. Couple of things. First of all, somebody needs to be at the bottom of the list when you do a compensation study. Some community will find itself at the bottom of that list. That just happens to be us. I guess I'm wondering, and this is perhaps more for Kim at this point, but I'll tie back to you, Rachel. Did we find any places where we took surveys of our employees? We asked them to fill them out themselves and to talk about the kinds of responsibilities they had and the kind of all the things that you mentioned when you first set out. Did we find anybody in our Ponce Inlet staff that maybe didn't meet the standards or the criteria, or they were performing their job differently than those you chose to put them into the same job category as for purposes of reporting survey results? That's for you, Rachel.
I'm not sure I understand the question. Sorry.
Let me clarify. No worries. So let's just say we have, I think, our assistant chief or somebody for the fire department was one of the folks, our chief deputy. Let's suppose that job, in our job description, requires a degree or 15 years of experience, whatever have you. When you're doing your peer surveys of other communities for assistant fire chiefs, Did we find any place where our people were not doing the same kinds of responsibilities, had the same level of decision-making authority, anything like that, that would differentiate our employees from those against whom they were being compared?
Got it. Yeah, great question. So it's hard to compare apples to apples from one community to a next because there's always going to be differences. No two jobs, they say, are always going to be exactly the same. Also, oftentimes in smaller communities, there's individuals that wear more hats, right? So their job title says one thing, but what encompasses their job can be a lot of different duties and responsibilities. And so we use the market data as a guideline, but the most important component of the plan is that individual classification and job evaluation to make sure that the positions are given the appropriate skill level and placed in the appropriate grade, and then the market data guides the next step, which is the compensation plan. So I wouldn't say that there's any, you know, specific key differences that we've noted, besides the fact that there's always variation in education, experience, and potentially sometimes other factors from one community to the next. But overall, the market data that we received is solid and comparable for the positions.
So you looked at the job descriptions then, excuse me. The job descriptions for each of the role in the people?
Not for each of them.
So you didn't look at the job descriptions at all to see what the scope of accountabilities was. You just basically looked at the job title and the job classification tier.
Yep, and included in the market survey is the short position descriptions, so that when other communities are filling out that market survey, there's oftentimes where the position title isn't the same, but they have a position that does those roles and duties, and they supplied that information. But no, this study did not include a specific pulling job descriptions from every community. We find that when we try to do that, the salary survey response declines drastically given the amount of information they would have to provide us, and we get a better response having the short position descriptions and matching that way and focusing heavily on the classification component.
Mm-hmm. Agree with the proximity, the thing with us, proximity. The other thing I would share is that not all attrition is regrettable. Some people leave and it's okay, right? It's not regrettable. It's called not regrettable attrition. People move on and they go on to get education. People move on and move on to other parts of the country. I would be very interested in the people, who are we losing? Why are we losing them? And if they're going to the towns that you're asking us to look at for salaries, to gauge our salaries against, are they going there? The other thing I would say is in terms of longevity, I've got a real beef with that longevity bonus. We're also paying employees stipends, which I would encourage us to take up at our other working meeting that we're going to have when we talk about merit. So that's pretty much it. And the other thing I would also ask is, did you inquire at all, Rachel, about COLA history? Because this survey was not done for 10 years, and we did have our prior town manager look at compression issues in our town, and we took a very aggressive approach to remediating compression issues with our staff in this town. And so I'm interested in your thoughts on COLA increase history. Why does a town like Ponce find itself in this position, do you think?
Yeah, great question. So we do ask information as it relates to current and upcoming COLAs, but not past COLAs. Doing the full market survey, I think, kind of shows where I'm not sure what your past COLAs exactly have been over the past 10 years, but we have seen a big shift in the market lately, especially in certain areas and industries. So I think the survey does show that there's some areas that the town has fallen behind on through the years.
All right. And then just a general question. I'm going to make a FOIA request for all of the fully loaded staff numbers broken out by base salaries, stipends, and benefits, weighting, merit, if that's 23% that's coming along. And then we understand there's a retirement component that all Florida employees we have for that. So I'll look for that FOIA request, but I bet there's a couple of other folks that want it too. Is that something that we're going to now create a series of reports so that every citizen doesn't have to come back and ask for these? Because I've created a little list just sitting here. Liz, I'm going to put out some kind of standard reports on what you're going to have to prepare for this work. You're going to have to talk about salaries. You're going to have to talk about
that benefits, is
the whole thing.
Something that we're, yes, it's a thing. We're going to talk about it. Mike and I have to put an agenda together with Kim, and we're going to
put something together. I can't, I'm not in a position to say than that right now, Liz, if that's okay.
No, no worries. What I'll do is I'll just put the specific request together then for everybody and be happy to share it with the other folks who are interested in taking a look at the more detailed data. Thank you.
Thank you, Liz. Now, yes, Barbara. And you have to go. Rachel, if you have to go, because we can submit a question. Barbara, do you have a question for Rachel or just talking?
I have questions, but I have them all written down, and I can just send them by email.
Yes, send them by email because I think Rachel needs to go. And we're very appreciative. We'll be in touch. And I want to thank you so much. Thank you for hanging in, you know, the extra time. Kim, do you want to say anything or... To Kim? No.
Thank you, Rachel.
Rachel, thank you. Okay.
Thank you so much. And I'll be in touch.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Barbara, tell us.
So I think what Mr. White was saying on the comparison would take care of a lot of the issues. Also, there were new slides that we saw today that were not in the report about who the 15 employees were that were under. Okay, here's the biggest concern. Of the 22 communities responded, only 8 of them met the criteria. Now, on page 5 of their report, they say the criteria is such an important element in the classification and compensation study that we need to ensure that they meet the criteria. 8 of the 22 meet the criteria. 14 are from the prior peers study. Why did we add those 14? Because if you look at page 30 at the bottom, those 14 are so far out of our range population-wise, and there's no way they can meet the criteria. I'll show you why. Of the criteria, 10 points are populations, 15 points government expenditures, the level of government expenditures, 10 points is property tax revenues, and 15 is the number of full-time employees. So you take Volusia County, who has, well, let's take Brevard County, 658,000 people. Volusia County, $602,000. There's no way any of these can meet the criteria because cities that are $86,000, Daytona Beach, 86,000 people, they are going to have more property, they're going to have more employees, they're going to have, so you just knocked out 50 points, and it takes 55 to meet this very important criteria. Therefore, the only things that are comparable are ones that are our size of town that are have the total government expenditures similar to us, property tax revenue similar to us, full-time employees similar to us, or it completely knocks them out of the criteria. 8 of the 22, so that's 60% do not meet the criteria. That's a concern. The average number of employees from all these 22 is 462. Ours apparently is 71. The average population, we have cities and counties that we are factoring in. The sheriff offices that we factored in have average of 890 employees. If we want to compare our police to sheriff's offices, I want you to look at the monthly activity report. 60% of ours is property checks. Now, you tell me if the sheriff's patrolling these neighborhoods, low-income neighborhoods, are just 60% property checks. The 15 positions below the new minimum salary, we don't know who they are. She just said we don't go by job descriptions. Do the computations include, which I don't know if they know, we asked for the information, stipend, auto allowance, dental, vision, life disability, cell phone allowance, and all these stipends and incentives, those add up, not just the benefits, but all these stipends and incentives. I'm concerned about the 59 employees who left. I'd like to see a list of that because I took the 2020 salaries, compared them to the 2025 salaries. There's about a 26% increase in the amount of salaries in that time. I found 23 who have left. Two have relocated to better positions, which was Mr. Disher and Heather Lill. The only ones I found that had, now we have 17 new employees, but the only ones I found that had left because I had to find a position to put into their salary from 2020 to 25. Planning, two people. Mr. Disher moved. IT, one person. Fire, 11. Police, 4. Public Works, 4. And then Cultural Services was half-time. So Emily left, and we put in a full-time position. So that concerns me that we were saying 59, and I can only find 23. How can we compare our departments to the county, our police departments to the fire, our building department to the county? I mean, it is completely skewed. And if you look at the final survey on the final final survey, Ponce Inlet is at the very bottom of everybody who responded. So we basically do not have a comparison until she does that comparison, and she has to add in all the incentives, stipends, auto allowance, self-allowance, everything. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. Okay. So I think that Rachel knows what she needs to do from us. I think you have a few things, too, perhaps, Kim. Mike and I will talk about a future agenda. And do you need anything else from us at this moment, Mike, Kim, anybody?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Okay. Kim, thank you for all of your work, for all of the efforts. Well, you have what?
Questions for Kim.
If I may, is I have to invoke that under our rules, you have one opportunity to speak during citizen participation. It's 5 o'clock now. You can certainly contact Kim afterwards. What? Excuse me?
Are you kidding me? We were having a discussion, and now you're saying I should not have a discussion for that discussion.
I don't...
Had two discussions, right?
You're right. Come up. I apologize, Mr. Fields. You are absolutely right.
Steve Fields, 6 Morrisville. You know, the first time I came to a council meeting was a couple years ago, and I was shocked to hear that we were asking a question whether we were going to bring people up to the minimum wage. The minimum wage. And now I hear that we're going to give everyone a 3% raise. But some of those people that are still probably making barely more than the minimum wage would probably be 35, 40 cents an hour, right? Or 30, you know, very, very minimal amount of money. So I'm more for the merit, not the everyone gets the same percentage, really. But the question I really have is, could we break out the 59 people to what, and what, you know, were they people at the higher level or were they people at the lower level? But we should know that.
I can find that out for you, yes.
Okay, I mean... I'm all for people getting increases. There should be no, you know, but at the same time, we have to be smarter about it. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think one piece of information that has never been addressed is the Florida retirement system, because of which we are a member. And that is a big issue affecting, will I move from this job to that job after I've got a few years? Because if the person who's going to pay me more money is in their own retirement system and I got to start over, that is not a big deal. I want to know how mobile people are, and they're only mobile within the retirement system that have started here.
That's good.
And I'd love to know that. That's never been mentioned before.
Okay, Gary, we are going to include that as definite discussion. So we are now item 9, public hearings. We don't have any. Item 10, public hearings. We don't have any. We are now up to 11A, Ordinance 2025, first reading, amending Chapter 18 of the Code of Ordinances and Articles 3 and 10 of the Land Use and Development Code. Patrick, would you read the ordinance by title only, please?
Yes, ma'am. Ordinance 2025-06, an ordinance of the town of Ponce Inlet, Florida, amending the code of ordinances and the land use and development code related to rental registration and inspection, providing legislative findings, providing for exemptions for certain properties subject to state or federal periodic inspection requirements, providing for inspection fees, providing for enforcement, providing for conflicts and severability, and providing for codification and an effective date.
Thank you, Patrick. Darren?
Thank you. Good evening, Council. I'd like to start out with recent history behind why we're here on this item. On April 5th, 2024, a code enforcement case was initiated against the owners of a single-family residential property for operating a rental dwelling without the required permit.